morning, guys, at State Grid Brazil. Today is Monday, October 5th, 2020. We start by welcoming the colleagues who have returned to the workplace at State Grid. It's the second step of the safe return operation. Gradually, we're returning to the normality of our work, but without forgetting the new sanitary rules and our safety protocols, which will keep coronavirus away. Today is World Bird Day, and in Brazil we have a lot to talk about this topic. We are the third country in number of birds, with 1,800 species living here. To preserve birds is to take care of our woods and forest, with a lot of dedication and commitment. State Grid is proud of its actions to protect the environment, which collaborate to preserve the immense diversity of fauna in Brazil, including, of course, the birds. Since 2002, the popular Rufous Bellied Thrush is the bird symbol of Brazil. Minha sabia, minha zabelê, toda meia-noite eu sonho. One reason for that is that the thrush always inspires our artists. There are more than 20 Brazilian popular songs mentioning the bird. And it's also on poetry, as says Gonçalves Dias. My land has swaying palms where the thrush sings. The song of bird in this land is a very different thing. In Brazilian country music, Sua Majestade o Sabiá is a classic. Cantando para a majestade o sabiá. Ornithologist Johann Daugas Frisch, now 90 years old, suggested and defended the choice of the thrush as the symbol bird of Brazil. He said, "The thrush is present in backyards, cities, and farms throughout Brazil. It is in the soul of every Brazilian." O tico-tico tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu pulpa. Se o tico-tico tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no pulmão. Another bird that is dear to Brazil is the rufous-colored sparrow, tico-tico in Portuguese. Immortalized in the voice of Carmen Miranda, there are at least 13 species of tico-tico spread across the country. The tuft is its main feature. From the Amazon forest comes the uirapuru. Its song is long and melodious, similar to a flute, and is only heard at dawn or dusk, when it builds the female nest, for only 15 days a year. But here, we'll hear it. In China, mythical birds have cultural symbologies. Fengren, for example, is a symbol of virtue and grace. Also called the August Rooster, the bird is compared to the Chinese dragon and in the Western world, remember as the Chinese phoenix. The Chinese Hua Mei is a very popular cage bird because of its song. It means painted eyebrow, referring to the distinctive marking around its eyes. Its song is strong, clear, and varied. Let's hear it. Now, our birthdays. Happy birthday to Claudemilson da Silva at the Imbiru Sul substation and Francisco Diniz in PM Division in Rio. Best wishes to you. That's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow. All the content of the Your Energy's Essential campaign is on the website www.sgcomvc.com.br. This podcast is exclusive to all employees of State Grid Brazil.